binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Stowaway, a new movie on Netflix, starring only four people. It is a very simple space movie. Like I said, only four characters in this film: Anna Kendrick, Daniel Day-Kim, Shamir Anderson, and Toni Collette. Performances were all good. The movie was decent. I didn't know what to think going in. There seems to be a lot of space movies recently, and TV shows. And I'm just not, it's hard to get excited for another space movie. Or space anything, really. I mean, it's an aesthetic that's kind of tired, I would say. Seeing people in spacesuits is just, it's almost as tiring as seeing people in superhero outfits, as far as I'm concerned. But, new movie, it's rated well on Netflix, so I checked it out. And it's a decent movie. It's basically Shamir Anderson plays Michael Adams, who is somebody who's working on the spaceship and passed out prior to launch, and while, like, 12 hours after launch on a mission to Mars, they discover that somebody is in the paneling. Now, there's a few things about this movie that it's hard to get over. Overall, it was a decent movie. You know, it's talking about sacrifice and never giving up and being persistent and just kind of, just knowing that you never know what could potentially happen at any given second that completely change the reality you're living in, let's just say. Finding a purpose. I mean, this movie is kind of bringing up a lot of themes, but the way it's done is a bit lackluster, I would say, a bit wanting, because there are only four characters. First off, you know, I don't know the logistics of space travel. I don't know how many crews people actually send to different places, but it would seem like if they were doing a mission to Mars, in order to start populating Mars. I mean, not that they're there to populate. They're kind of the first people to be going to start, you know, doing the basic steps of life, is what it seems like. They don't really go into a lot of depth of their mission. You kind of glean what their purpose is while watching the movie. But you would think there would be more than four people on a ship. They also mention multiple times how thin spaceships are and how the layer between the inside of the spaceship and the outside of the spaceship is so thin. And yet there is enough space for this human being to, be passed out for the entire ride up into space. That's kind of weird. There's also an issue. I mean, like so many times in space, oxygen is of high demand and very little supply. So when they find this stowaway, it busts one of their CO2 scrubbers. And a lot of this movie are these four people trying to grapple with the idea that there's not enough oxygen for four people to make it to Mars. And part of this movie is them trying to brainstorm ways for which they can survive, because, you know, they weren't planning on this extra person being there. Everything is so calculated, and yet somebody can somehow stow away on a spaceship, which, you know, that kind of aspect, the fact that there was room for him to stow away, is a little bit crazy. I mean, they are definitely bringing up all of these kind of moral quandaries and what you would do in these situations. And Anna Kendrick's character is kind of the hopeful, optimistic one. She has a story of this time where she was a lifeguard And during a time where she was saving somebody, you know, and she was about to go down and drown with this person that, you know, somebody miraculously saved him. And this is her speech in order to kind of rally the troops and kind of bring the morale up in the spaceship to, you know, not give up. And of course, you know, it's framed in a way where it's this space mission is being privately funded by a company called Hyperion. So you have that kind of layer of what businesses value more. Do they value, I mean, they clearly value profit over human life. At least that's on Earth-based businesses. That seems to be their primary focus. They don't, like, human life and the quality of that life is not even secondary. It's like, it's tertiary. It's way down on the list of priorities for businesses. Businesses only care about profit. That is it. There is no other function of business than to produce profit. That is it. Anybody that thinks anything else, anybody that has these romantic ideas of some corporation that somehow wakes up and gives a shit about their employees, it doesn't exist. There are a lot of corporations that do a good job pretending to care, like Costco or In-N-Out or things like that, where they kind of stay above, you know, just ahead of the curve to most other businesses that allow their employees to live on poverty wages. But so that there is that kind of layer to it where, you know, the business, I'm sure they're constantly calculating, well, what, you know, how much is this human life worth? What will we lose financially to keep this person alive? So, but on the ship, they're, you know, they're told we only have enough oxygen for three people. They're given kind of like a leeway, you know, they have 21 days is kind of the deadline to make a decision where it's kind of the point of no return, where after 21 days, they just will not have enough oxygen. You have Daniel Day Kim, who's a scientist who studied, you know, his big project is, you know, kind of bringing oxygen to Mars through plant life and algae and things like that. So basically he's asked to do a similar process on the spaceship, despite the fact that all of his supplies that are necessary to do the thing. Like, this movie doesn't, it's similar. Like, you think of movies like Apollo 13, right? That Tom Hanks classic space movie, probably one of the best space movies out there. Similar thing, you know, everything seems to go wrong in that movie, but a lot of that movie is them troubleshooting ways to fix the problem. In this movie, there is very little of that kind of thing. It doesn't really feel like anybody is trying too hard to think of solutions to fix this problem. It really feels like the core of this story is just kind of like it's like faith-based, not particularly like a Christian faith in any way. This movie doesn't, it's not like a Jesus movie. But it has those kind of themes where it's like, it felt a lot like this script was a Jesus movie, like some Christian movie where Anna Kendrick is like this Christian scientist and she brings like God to space in some way, but then they bought the script and decided to scrub all mentioning of God from it, which I think is nice, but still that kind of that blind faith in something that's going to help save you at the last moment. You know, I have personal beliefs that, like, one, nobody's psychic, so you can't know what's around the corner. And I also know that life can change dramatically in an instant, whether it be for bad or for good, but it can change. So just kind of, you know, the idea of never giving up until you can't go anymore, until it's just, it's like just kind of that never give up kind of ideal and kind of work ethic and kind of drive that you might need to be successful in, you know, many difficult careers. Like, I agree with that aspect of it, but it could easily be tipped over to, like, some kind of Jesus type of doctrine and storytelling, which, you know, generally is pretty horrible. So it kind of felt like that. It kind of just felt, because it's so simple, like, they're really, that's the only kind of issue that they're dealing with is this oxygen issue and whether, you know, they need to get rid of this person. They finally come up with an idea that, like, the spaceship is kind of tethered between, there's a rocket on one end of this long cabling. In the middle is the solar panel, which there's a big issue for the solar panel. Don't mess up the solar panel. But they had O2 in the rocket that was part of the fuel they used to get up. So they do have oxygen. They make a big thing over this solar panel array, which, you know, would have meant more if, like, in the moments, like, so they scale, Daniel Day Kim and Anna Kendrick's characters scale this cabling to go get oxygen, right? Because they're going to save everybody. They make a big deal about the solar array. At nope, like, the amount of tension they could have built with they cross the solar array totally left it on the table. There was no kind of, there's a reminder that you need to be careful, but there's no, like, close-ups of, like, suits barely scraping by. Like, it seems pretty effortless of them getting back and forth, which they do multiple times in this movie, have to go back and forth this solar array, which they make a big deal. So they get oxygen. And, of course, the oxygen, you know, that it's a big thing. They can only get one tank. And this tank, for whatever reason, this tank isn't secured to anything. So on their first attempt, spoilers, Anna Kendrick, like, there's a whole gravity issue, which lends itself also, which, you know, kind of just, it's enough of something to, like, get you worried, but not enough to actually do anything in the movie. But for whatever reason, this O2 tank, which is so precious and so needed and so valuable, wasn't tied down to anything. At one point, it was. At one point, it was tied to two people. But for whatever reason, they decided to disconnect that tube from both people. And guess what happens? Tube goes flying away out into space. Like, this movie had opportunities to really put the audience inside of this dramatic situation, but at no point did I feel, like, stressed out. Like, I really didn't care about they seem like nice people, but I didn't care about any of these people. Like, I cared more about the guy who was the stowaway, who was there, you know, by accident and now is all of a sudden expendable. You know, Anna Kendrick, kind of, you know, like, it's a lot of this movie is her kind of becoming a hero and, you know, understanding that her point in life was to sacrifice herself for somebody else. But overall, like, there are just too many stupid things. And the movie's so simple, like, it doesn't take a lot for me to get pulled out of it. And there were just a handful of things that pulled me out. But it was okay, but it's not, like, in the pantheon of space movies, this one didn't really do much for me at all. I mean, the performances were fine. The directing was okay, I guess. I mean, not really. I think it really missed a lot of opportunities to really amp up the tension. And just people acting stupid in moments where, like, they're constantly, like, all of the advice given in this movie is just, like, ignored. Like, why even have characters give advice? Like, make sure you over-communicate. Make sure you do these things perfectly, correctly, because we can't fuck this up. And then, of course, they fuck it up. They fuck up just minor things, like not tying the canister to yourself in some way so that if you let go of it, I don't know, because you lose control, you know, climbing down this cable, that maybe, you know, you might want to have a backup kind of thing. I mean, there's two ropes connected to this thing. Why not connect both ropes to you until the other astronaut is close enough to tether them back to him? I mean, just the fact that these astronauts weren't tethered to anything for a lot of this kind of, you know, outdoor space travel, just, I've seen enough space movies, man. You know? Like, I've seen, like, you got to compare this movie on some levels to Gravity. And Gravity just annihilates this movie. This is like, compared to Gravity, Stowaway is like a really bad made-for-TV movie, which might as well have had extreme Christian God Jesus undertones to it. But other than that, it's on Netflix. Check it out if you want. It's not one I would recommend, despite the fact that the cast, I think, was pretty amazing. And they did good jobs with what they had. Stowaway on Netflix. Get yourself some amazing coffee from our sponsor, StationHouseCoffee.com, and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. It's a place where you get small batch, single origin, premium coffee brewed specifically for you out in Thetford Center, Vermont, and shipped directly to you. Go to StationHouseCoffee.com, order your coffee today, and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at Patreon.com/InspiredDisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at InspiredDisorder.com, and follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!